I'm building an app for you. I'm building an app for the online space. And I am so passionate about this project. It is the biggest, it is the most expensive project business I have ever created, but it's going to be the one that I'm the most proud of that I know of. And it's going to be one far bigger than me. I'm Natasha Zorick, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Hello and welcome back. I hope you're doing amazing. In today's episode, this is really special for me because we are going to be diving into and really showing you the behind the scenes and the how it's actually going on, how we're staying afloat, functioning, thriving, all the things within my third business that I'm currently building out and developing. It is in the tech space. I am, if you may or may not know, but now you do from the title, that I'm building an app. I'm building an app for you. I'm building an app for the online space. And I am so passionate about this project. It is the biggest, it is the most expensive project business I have ever created, but it's going to be the one that I'm the most proud of that I know of. And it's going to be one far bigger than me. And in today's episode, I'll go over what we're going to be covering because we're going to cover a few different topics, angles within this one I'm launching an app topic. So first off, we're going to go in insider details on how I am starting this third business. Number two is I'm going to be talking about the team shifts that I didn't have to make it, but I knew I wanted to. And in order to be the well-functioning, well-oiled machine that I want to become and to have my mental sanity, to have the sustainability and to really walk the talk of having this freedom-based business, I just really knew I needed to make some internal team shifts on the mentorship side. So I'm going to cover that and even the team side and structure on the app portion of the business. We're going to be breaking down that. So team shifts on the mentorship side. We're also going to be uncovering why I'm starting this business and kind of the story, the creation of it. Where did it all begin? I'm going to break that down. And then again, we are going to go over the team and internal structure of the tech business, the app itself. We're going to break down kind of timeline and goals of this project and when you can expect it to be in your hands in your business. And then we're going to finish off about the waitlist that we have and how you actually have a chance to help us create the app, which is really exciting. I'm really excited about that. So let's get into it. So insider details on how I'm actually starting this third business. I'm starting it because of how sustainable and profitable my current mentorship business is, my second. I do have to say one of the biggest reasons I don't have outsourcing or, you know, investments or people who are helping me fund this. I don't have outsider investors at all. It is me. My mentorship business is doing the heavy weight. We are funding this entire third business and it's a lot. Building an app is not for the faint and it's not cheap. I will say that. But we are running this because of how I am structured through and through in my mentorship business. This is why I'm so, passionate about what I do in my mentorship, because it's about having solid systems. It's about having supportive, nourishing team members. It's about having a product suite that you understand how it operates so it doesn't burn you out, so that you do have space and creation to be who you are inside and outside of your business, to evolve and grow bigger than what you are right now in your business, meaning to diversify, to expand, to write the book, to start, you know, the third business, the fourth, the fifth, to find different hobbies, to travel the world. It is so important to have a business that doesn't run your life, but it helps you run your passions and everything outside of what you are doing in this amazing work. So that is how I'm kind of doing it, is my mentorship through the funding of it, through the structure. It's allowing me to create space. It actually allowed me to connect with people. It is the thing that stemmed the idea for this app. But the reason and insider details of how I'm really starting it is that it's the structure that I'm in, the sustainability, which I'm eternally grateful for my past self, my current self, my team. I really couldn't have done it without them. And now closing off number one, we're going to go into the internal shifts, the team shifts that I had to make within my current business, my mentorship, in order, again, to make this happen with both grace, happiness, no burnout, and to keep my current business, my mentorship, thriving, evolving, going, right? And it still needs to fund the app business, but I didn't want to shut this down. I didn't want to park it or make it now a side hustle. I want this to keep growing. I have huge visions for my mentorship. So I honestly had to make shifts. So let's break it down. First hire I did was I hired a CMO. The first thing that I was going to do was hire an email marketer. And then I was having a conversation with a dear friend of mine. And they were like, why don't you just do a CMO? Here's a connection. And I was like, you brilliant bitch. I was like, oh my God, I could kiss you. Sorry, Brandon. But seriously, like I can't even, oh my gosh, I'm like hitting my head. I can't even believe the mental clarity and stress this has taken off of me already. And we're not even in the flow yet. While I'm recording this, we haven't even clicked live yet on the content. We've only been together for like 2.5 weeks, but already the hope, the vision, everything. I'm like, wow. So I hired a CMO team. And what this is meaning is she's in her content era. Oh, her consistent content era. And if you know me, that is very foreign, very different from my approaches. And I am writing in some of my emails that's already drafted up, actually how this has been a huge mind fuck, shifting in from being so pulled back, this being one of the biggest things that I'm known for, one of my biggest unique selling factors, curiosity factors, missions, like unique selling elements that I have in my business, to now shifting and getting more consistent. It was kind of a mind fuck for me and a mental hurdle that I had to go over. And I share very in-depth in my emails. If you wanted to sign up, I'll put my email opt-in there so you can join the list. But CMO, like it's no longer me quote-unquote cock-blocking my success, self-sabotaging or pushing my priorities to the side because I'm, you know, working on my clients or working on this third business or just like life, or I'm just doing what feels comfortable on Instagram. No. I have a CMO team. I have a marketing team who sees the big picture vision. We get on monthly calls, you know, weekly breakout sessions, and we map out months of content for emails. We then, you know, we have this creation process of creating awesome podcast episodes and posting. Now, are you ready for this? It's very shocking for me. Twice a week. You heard that. Twice a week, girl, on Instagram. Like I said, she's in her content era. Be careful. Ooh, acapella there. I'm just kidding. I swear I'm tone deaf. But my CMO team has now taken this big picture vision and just amplified it. And this was a really hard thing for me. Like, what do you mean? I'm the marketer. That's my bread and butter. I can't, like, I'm like grasping it. Like, I can't let that go. I'm like white knuckling that position, right? That hat that we think we have to wear, but you don't. Now, I have just in my CMO team, there's three of them actually. And they're just so wonderful, you know, it just takes so much off. And I'm in this delegation process and I have someone seeing me for me, my vision, my clients, and just making the best content ever. And I am going to show up and love on my email list. That's one of the biggest things. We're revamping and building out the dreamiest funnels. We're supporting the new arms, the new offers, the new shifts within my suite, which is really incredible, from funnels to the different, again, offers I'm bringing in and the marketing plans around that, from the back end marketing and to the front face marketing. It's just so exciting. And then we have the OG Tatiana, who is my OBM, my systems guru. She kind of oversees everything and makes sure everyone's feeling good, cozied on up in ClickUp. She's just really over. She's my right hand gal, my eyes, my thoughts, everything. She's just making sure everyone's feeling so supported, onboarded well, making sure all the magic that they're creating and writing is actually getting out there live, scheduled in the right systems, SOPs, all that stuff. So it's beautiful. But then I hired actually a video editor because yes, my CMO can do that. But I am a firm believer in hiring in the exact craft that you want in person. It wasn't something that I wanted to teach or bank on or hope that it was going to work out. So I went and found a specific video editor with the most incredible skills, like editing skills. She has such a beautiful vision. And so we're doing one static post a week and one reel a week. And then we're also going to do one repurpose that reel on TikTok, switch the strategy a bit, and then also post a TikTok. I'm really excited. And, you know, having an editor that really sees the vision is going to be working hand in hand with the CMO is just beautiful. She's getting all of her content, then she goes and creates her own thing. I'm in such a delegation. I'm in the revision approval phase, and it's beautiful. again, the mental space it's taken. Now, furthermore, I also hired a designer, a new designer for my grid, and she is incredible. I actually found her from one of my clients. I do love the aesthetics and the polish she has to it. My branding is completely, completely different, but I know this designer has the skills and the neutrals and just the vibe that I love. And I know she can adapt really well because this client that I know of mine, her style is always evolving and adapting, which it is entirely different from mine. I want to add that. But I see the potential there and I see the skills. She also is so firm in psychology. And if there's one thing I'm going to hire, it's people who understand psychology, even down to the design. So she is amazing. And she's actually going to be in my mastermind too. I love her so much. She's going to join in. So I'm really stoked about that. And then, so we've hired a CMO. We have hired a video editor. We have hired a designer. And then we have my assistant, Rain, who we have brought back on in a different role though, which is so important. I love Rain. She's incredible. She works amazing with Tatiana. So she's more so Tatiana's right-hand gal because there's just too many moving pieces in my business. Tatiana needs another helping hand. She needs other eyes. We need like this triple revision type of approach in our business. So that's incredible. And Rain does a lot of customer service. That is where she thrives. But the biggest thing is Rain is here to action my PR. So I hired a new PR firm who is the best of the best. I'm already going to be in Forbes. She's even launching an app herself. So she just gets it. And it's so incredible to have someone in your corner who really has the true connections. So I'm stoked about that. But she gave us a whole audit, all of these ClickUp templates, all of these SOPs and processes and connections and media releases, and we take it and action it. But Rain is going to be leading that. So we're in the process of getting that in the works. Really excited about that. So we've hired not only Rain back on in a different role, a bigger role and more roles, but we also hired a new PR firm, which is awesome. I have my podcast editor, and I've never had a better editor podcast. I know you're going to be listening to this. Love you, girl. And she's phenomenal. So I'm so stoked to have her a part of the team. She really does crush it. Like, Lauren, listen, I know you're going to listen to this. You're amazing. I love you so much. You're a savior. But yeah, so we have CMO, designer, video editor, my systems girl, Tatiana, who I love. She's been the ride or die. I have my assistant, Rain. I have Hannah, my PR girl. It's just been a lot of shifts, a lot of internal shifts. And, you know, the biggest thing here, again, I am breaking this down in recent posts and emails, but it's just a moment of taking myself out of this huge doer role, this huge I have to think and create and actually action role. And I'm going more into the approval and delegation role, the CEO role, right? And by starting this third business, it's just, it was a non-negotiable. And I can't even tell you how good it feels seeing the months and months of content written out that I love, I'm passionate about, seeing how they're all connecting it to my big picture goals, seeing how they're seeing parts of me that I didn't even think of, having beautiful, trusted women within my business to help me really thrive. It's just, I'm so grateful, honestly, and the shift is a long time coming. I really had to get out of my own way so that these things can start moving and shaking and really feel incredible. And that's what's going on. So yeah, those are kind of the team shifts on the mentorship side. Now, moving into another point here is, why am I starting this third business? Why am I getting into the tech space? What is the story a little bit of how this app was even created? What birthed this idea, if you want to say? So I'm going to date it back to August 2022. It was in the end of August. And we are fast approaching Q4 of 2022, and I was just annoyed. I was sitting in my office, I was in my apartment with my boyfriend, Brandon, and I was just having a good old, you know, bitch fest about a certain software that we all commonly use. And I'm like, I hate this. I'm like, why do we use it? And that's when Brandon looked at me and said, why don't you just create your own? And I looked at him and I was like, what? And then I said, what do you mean? Aren't apps multi-millions to just even start? I thought you had to have like crazy angel investors. I don't know where I got that piece of advice, but I was like a hill I would die on type of thought. Like, I really did. I was like, no, it's so expensive. You physically can't. And then my dumbass Googled it. I was like, oh, she's expensive. Don't get me wrong, but like not that expensive. So then my little fingies were literally sore because I was bitch, that's me Googling, okay? I was Googling, little ASMR. Just kidding. But I was Googling the shit out of this. I was like, hold on, you brilliant bitch. What do you mean? Again, I had two brilliant bitches in this episode. I was like, what do you mean make my own? And it's like, I can fund this myself through my mentorship, huh? So Brandon gave me the idea by looking at me and just saying, why don't you just make your own? Like, kind of like, what are you doing? It was so like laissez-faire passing comment, you know, and here we are. It's this huge, the biggest project I've ever done. So I'm very grateful. Love him so much. And that's kind of the story of it. And then I went through very in-depth interview processes with 5 developers because I wanted to have context in this situation. I wanted to have a benchmark, an anchor price of what to expect, pay, timeline, how the process worked. I really just wanted to get familiar with this so I felt more secure and comfortable moving forward because, again, I knew it wasn't going to be cheap. And then after I had, you know, some context knowledge, I wasn't going to go with these developers necessarily. I just wanted, again, it was like a phase of collecting information. And then I kind of let it just marinate and I kind of parked it, kind of forgot about it for a little bit. And then something just shifted in me and blessings from the universe just landed on my app. And it was impossible to ignore actually at that point because I had a dear friend of mine and a past business owner that I've actually collabed with before. And we created an offer that we sold out. It was really awesome. And she said, hey, I don't know if you're still doing the app, but I think I remember hearing you talk about it in the summer, you know, quite a few months ago. But I've been leading the biggest banks in the world for 6 years and helping them launch their apps. And I want to break out into the entrepreneurial space and specifically help female founders do this because it's my bread and butter. I'm a project manager. I am an app supporter at heart. And my jaw was on the ground and she said pro bono. And she was like, no, I got you. Like you're going to be my first. Well, pro bono to a certain point that I'm going to start paying her, obviously. But it was like the first like kickstart project because it was her first one in the space. It's very different. And that blessing landed right on my lap unexpectedly. And I was like, okay, I guess I should tap into this. And then so me being my little Manny Jen self, I just started, the fire was completely reignited. And it's not that it was gone. My mentorship business blew up in 2023. It was so successful the year before and the year before, but it really just shifted a lot. And things, you know, my time got taken up and I was very grateful. But it just wasn't as much as a priority. I actually was debating on writing my book and I started to do interview processes and all this stuff. And that's another podcast episode that I'm recording called My Audacious Goals for 2023 and 2024. If you want to listen to that to hear more about that. And then all of that just got pushed aside. And then another blessing came my way and it kind of solidified this decision. I felt so rooted. I literally kicked this project into high gear. Like, we are all contract signed, sealed, delivered. Like we are moving. There's no going back. Because a designer that I really love and value has been wanting to invest in me for quite some time. But she's almost had this like, oh, no, pause, you know. And I think I'm her first mentor too. So she just had like some, you know, limiting beliefs coming up, I think. But she knew she wanted to. And then she goes, wait, what if we do a swap? What if I design your app for free and I come into your mastermind for free? Because her project was going to be a little bit more. And I said, hold on, what? And I said, girl, I never do swap contracts, but let's do it. So we did that. And that was another blessing that came my way. And I was like, okay, universe, I see you, girl. I see you working. You're working overtime to give me these blessings. I'm picking up what you're putting down. So again, I kicked it into high gear. And here we are. This is kind of the journey of the app creation and why things are moving so quick, why I'm expecting to have the app in your hands in your business by Q4 2023. It's crazy to say that, but that's the story. It all started from a frustration. It all started from Brandon stemming that idea, planting that seed in my head, and my obsessive Googling and research to then the blessings that just kind of put us here right now. And so much has changed and the project has really, really, really been moving forward at even a pace that I'm like, whoa, trying to wrap my brain around when we hit these deadlines of launching. I'm like, okay, I'm still shaking in my boots, but yeehaw, let's do it, girl. Now, kind of leading into another point of I'm launching an app, you know, and behind the scenes of starting this tech business, the team. What does this look like? So after I interviewed 5 developers, and I wasn't sold on them. I've interviewed now three other ones, and I actually put out a question box on my story being like, do you know of any trusted developers? Because it is the Wild West. Like, you think the coaching space is nasty? Go have a little gander, a little trip down the app space. It is very scary. Like, I swear the universe like made me be very guarded and aware and protected, because all of these posts were coming up of how people had to liquidate their business, close down, went bankrupt because of their app that they tried to start. And that's a moment as well. I recognize that of, are you going to lean into this or are you going to go away and stay into comfort? And I leaned in. But it also just made me very picky on my vision and the vibes. And I knew what to look for, well, from what I thought I knew. And I landed on these developers. They're two twins. They're women. I couldn't have asked for, you know, a better dynamic. One's the developer, one's the designer. How cool is that? I relate it to like when you think of construction. You have the construction and, you know, the person actually building the home. And then you have the designer in one. And I think that's so powerful. They're just going to chime in with, you know, the designer that I do have on the project too, which is cutting costs by a lot. I will say it like thousands, thousands and thousands, which is beautiful. But I have my two developers. I have my project manager, which I adore. I have my systems girl behind the scenes helping with the waitlist right now. I have my legal team as well, which is phenomenal. And she's helping get all the trademarks, the patent, all this stuff, because it's the first ever type of app. I have my accountant as well, who we're already incorporated under a Canada Inc., which is very exciting. We're already incorporated. It's like crazy to say we have the papers. And that's pretty much it right now. So we have the developers, the designer, the project manager, systems, lawyer, accountant. I feel like I'm missing someone, right? Oh, yeah, I am. And we have our copywriter. So, and we already have the sales page and what the app is actually going to be, like the copy written out, again, moving so quick. Like, my team is moving at like lightning speed. It's crazy to think about, but they're doing an incredible job and the creative deck is done. One of the biggest things, we did have to switch our name, which sucks. The legal team came back and said, no bueno, we can't do it, but it's okay. I'm trusting that every single thing is happening for a reason. But that's kind of the team, the internal structure. The flow is incredible. We actually just had a team call last week at the final week of April. And we dove into we solidified the feature list, like what the app is actually going to be delivering and like the features within it, the software. And we moved over from dev one to dev two, all the way to dev four. And we did like a whole breakdown, this like system to see what we can do, what is doable, but hard, what's easy to do, what isn't, all this stuff. It gave us complete clarity on our next steps and also solidified our timeline, which is moving into the next point. So what is the timeline of when we're going to launch this app? Our goal is to actually start launching in the summer. And well, actually, that's a lie. Things have changed. We are launching now. It's going to be Q4 of 2023, probably more towards the end, just because of the creative direction, all this stuff. But the app physically behind the scenes is going to be done and developed by the end of summer. So like August, we're thinking the beta testing is going to be done around July, which again is insane to say. But yeah, July, August, we're going to be starting getting the beta testers, the influencers, the first round of people in there behind the scenes. Then we're going to go in and rebuild and tweak and test and take all of that constructive feedback. And then we're going to launch it and it's going to be live. And the third tech business is going to be out in the world. And moving into the final point of, I am launching an app behind the scenes of starting a tech biz. You can actually join the waitlist and you can actually help us create the physical app. How cool is that? You get the details. I think it's in it's the third email that you get. We have a very basic funnel right now built out, just a few informative pieces, storytelling, mission. We have like what you could expect to be there. And then the third one, we have a really fun challenge. So if you want to join in, jump in, get on the waitlist. This is actually waitlist number one. Waitlist number two, if you're on one, you're automatically going to be on two. Number two is way more formal. It's like when we can physically and, you know, legally drop details, it's going to be very information heavy. It's actually introducing the physical app and giving you access. So it's a very different waitlist. But I didn't want to, the whole team, we said, we want to bring you in on the journey. We don't want to let you in when it's done and when everything's sexy and cool and ready, you know, easy breezy, beautiful. We want you in the nitty gritty. I want to update you real time on where we're at in the project, what's going on, insider details. I love the mess. I love the chaos. I love the journey. I want to let you know when hiccups occur. I want to let you know how I'm feeling, timestamps. So if you're on the waitlist, one, you get exclusive access and details. You get first access and dibs. You get to join in on challenges. You get to help build the app. You get discounts. You're going to get access to the affiliate program. You're going to potentially be able to win a beta tester spot. There's so much on the waitlist. It's really going to be a fun storytelling, honest, raw journey shared on there. And again, if you're on waitlist number one, you're automatically going to get all the launch details and all the juicy content and access. For number two, the more formal one, this is just the definition of honestly messy but inspired action and not launching when every little detail is perfect or when you feel ready. Do you think I feel ready? No, literally no. But I just know I want to share everything from step one. I think that's so special. I think it's important. This wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for you. And at the end of the day, I'm creating this for you. It's built by us, the industry. It's built by us for us. It's literally going to change and revolutionize the way we operate, serve, educate in this online space and this crazy journey, right? And this crazy job that we're all in, no matter if you're a service provider, coach, mentor, consultant, a creative, a designer, this app is for you. And so I want you to be a part of this. So if you want to join the waitlist, it's actually linked right now in the top of the show notes. You can jump in, join the fun. You can join the journey from step one, which is really exciting. Or hey, if you're listening to this and we're on step two, three, four, welcome. It's such a pleasure, but jump in. You're going to be caught up in all the emails. It'll be great. And we're also a no spam company. I do want to say you can bet your bottom that we are not going to spam you, but I love to see you there. So there it is. There's a quick list of insider details of how I'm actually starting this third business, team shifts that I had to make right here internally on my mentorship side, why I'm starting this, kind of the story behind it, the mission, very, very brief. Again, I legally can't give too many details, but, and then the team that's actually, you know, an internal structure as well on the app side, the third business, and then the timeline goals and the waitlist option for you to be a part of this. So I'll close off at that. I hope you enjoyed some of this behind the scenes. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorick, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorick.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorick. See you soon.